actually talked a little bit this morning about that, and we're deciding that we're early 60s probably is when we started shooting them, and they were out the fairgrounds, and then we moved down to Fenton Park, and now we're back out at the fairgrounds again shooting. And the firemen enjoy putting the show on for the community, and that's something we look forward to every year.
You know, and the other thing I hear a lot about, you know, these fireworks shows is you want to let the professionals do it. And I guess if there's any more professionals in terms of pyrotechnics or stuff with fire, it would be firemen. I mean, that's why they always say leave it up to the professionals. There's some resounding truth to that, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got three guys that are licensed to shoot, that's gone through all the background checks and all the things that we have to have. And then we purchase our shells from Nostalgia Fireworks over in Osco. And then this year we've done a couple things different safety-wise. We've bought enough tubes this year where we can preload the show into tubes, and we're going to actually this year for the first time do some electronic firing, which hopefully down the road we'll do more and more of that, just to increase the safety for the firefighters.
And that's interesting you bring that up. This is no fly-by-night production, right?
No, it's really not. We put a lot of thought into it, and like I say, this year we're doing several things different. Some of the complaints we heard in the past, some of the cakes that we use don't get high enough in the air, so people that, you know, sit around the community and try to watch them, they don't get high enough. So this year we've actually expanded our bigger shells. We're shooting more 5s and 6-inch shells. Plus this year we added some 8-inch shells. So something different for us, but we're looking forward to seeing how that works. So